Also, hi, I'm Jessica, your best friend who's obsessed with all things DIY, beauty, and skincare. And today we're going to do something that I have vowed for myself to be more consistent with. And that is a brow lift with Liquid PCL. So Liquid PCL is polycaprolactone, and I'm going to be using my favorite, which is Miracle L. But you could sub out any Liquid PCL product for this treatment. There's Gory, just Gory's four times as much money, but it is less painful and I don't have to add lidocaine to it. So there is a benefit. I have added lidocaine to this, but for my time and money, I would just rather add the lidocaine. You can buy it for $10 over at Ace Cosum. It's linked in the description box. Swirl it around. I have a video. Search Wannabe Beauty Guru Lidocaine Kiss for how to add it to your Miracle products. Super simple. I love it. So it's just basically placing small amounts of a liquid polycaprolactone above and slightly below the brow. When I do my Miracle L injections, I either A, follow the Inablanc technique, which Inablanc is another type of PCL. Note, it's expensive, so I typically don't use it either. I'm a big fan of, if you're spending more money, it better do more. If not, just use the cheaper version that does the same thing. So we're using Miracle L today. But the Inablanc technique is a 10-point injection where you do 10 points over the face, and it's designed to make the face look more youthful. I think it does an excellent job. The problem is it doesn't treat specific areas or specific problems. So even though I did three rounds of Inablanc and I love it, then also I wanted to do further additional treatments specifically localizing the areas that I find I and my friends age the most, one of which is the brows. So this is going to be placing 0.05 of a mil per point, and I have 9 points per eye. And then that means I have 5 points above the brow, I have 4 points below the brow. That does mean that I will be doing 0.9 of a mil. So right to here, I'm going to be using an insulin syringe. I prefer insulin syringes when I do small amounts of Miracle L because I find it's easier to show how much I'm pushing out. It's also easier for me to see. So even if I wasn't doing it online, I would still be using an insulin syringe. So this is the total amount of product we're going to use. And each injection point is going to be 0.05 of a mil, which is half of a 10 line on a 1 mil insulin syringe. See, that's what we're looking at. So you can see it's not a huge amount of product. Now, each injection point is at least 1 centimeter distance from the other injection points, from both horizontally as well as vertically. So this allows us to not trigger compound swelling. If you poke an area, cause swelling, and then poke that area again, you're going to cause compound swelling or severe swelling. I try really hard not to do that. Don't you worry. If you do accidentally trigger compound or severe swelling, it will pass. It's just annoying. It can be uncomfortable and frustrating because you didn't expect it. So I find that by keeping a 1 centimeter distance from each point, I am able to not trigger compound swelling and keep the swelling to, honestly, a pretty decent, respectable minimum. I will be a little bit lumpy today, and that should be gone by the end of day tomorrow, which will work very well for my schedule because I have a Halloween party tomorrow. But also, it's Halloween, so worst case scenario, you can make it part of your costume. Am I right? Now, Liquid PCL, how it works is it spreads out like a sheet. That sheet builds collagen and elastin as your body works to break it down. Most people will need 3 to 5 rounds to see an improvement on the surface of the skin. I found that when I did Inablanc, 3 rounds saw a huge improvement. And then when I treated my neck, which with the neck, there's no Inablanc, it's just traditional meso, I needed 6 rounds before I saw the same level improvement, but my neck was my problem child. So just understand that even though it's your skin, you might have more aging or more problems in certain areas. Different areas might require more. So Miracle L is a product that I have used for a long time, and it's one of my all-time favorites because I think it does such a wonderful job. It is coming in at $68, and you buy it per vial. If you buy enough of them, and if the vendor has a box available, they'll ship it in a box, but you cannot typically buy a box. It's just $68 per vial. I store it in the cupboard, and as soon as I open it, I try not to remove the metal top unless I'm using up all of it, because if it spills, I like to make sure it doesn't actually spill. Now, also, once I take any product out of this, or once I open it, even when you pierce a vial, that's opening it. You've exposed it to air. Now I like to put it in the fridge until I need it next. Then I take it out 15, 20 minutes to make sure it's not cool, because cooler will seem a little bit thicker. And that's how I use the product. Now, I always make sure that I only enter into any vial that I'm not going to use fully with a clean needle. That means once the needle pierces the skin, it never pierces the vial again. Also, I wipe the top off with 70% isopropyl alcohol. My alcohol is in this guy. Your alcohol might be in a different thing. Just make sure to maintain sanitization when doing these treatments to make sure you have the best case outcome. Now, I do add a lidocaine kiss, which I've already done to this vial. This has been stored in the fridge. So I'm going to give it a little remix. Just make sure that it's mixed up. I don't think that the lidocaine can separate, but as you can see, it's 2 seconds for me just to simply swirl it around. You don't have to be super aggressive, and I encourage you to not be super aggressive when it comes to PCL, because when you're super aggressive and shaking it, you'll create a lot of bubbles, and those bubbles can just be annoying when you try to push the product out. Don't get me wrong, you're not going to hurt yourself when you use a product that has small bubbles in it. For the record, a bubble that you can get in a 3 mL syringe, which is bigger than a 1 mL syringe, can't hurt you. Bubbles in larger tubes and things could, but in these sizes they're not going to, but they are an inconvenience, and I personally don't like pressing down. You almost feel like there's like a trampoline. It almost pushes back when there's bubbles, so just be gentle and swirl the product. I do have a video on lidocaine kiss, but just so we're clear, I added a 10th of a mil, which is to the 10 line on a 1 mL syringe. I added that into the vial and then I swirled it around, and that 10th of a mil is what I call a lidocaine kiss, and it's enough to make this product painless. If you do not add lidocaine, it's going to be pinchy. This is your warning. If you look at my older videos, I don't add lidocaine. It's pinchy. Did I still do it? Yes. Do I wish I would have done lidocaine sooner? Yes. Do I think it's wise for you to patch test lidocaine and Miracle-L separately? Yes. Be smart. Now, PCL has been known to trap bruises in the under eye area. I have not found this to be an issue anywhere else. I think it's the problem contributing to the under eye area being that it's so cavernous here. And then also most of us tox our crow's feet and our orbicularis oculi muscle, which further reduces lymphatic drainage, which can cause bruises to get further trapped. So I haven't noticed an issue in the eyebrow or anywhere else for that matter. I've only noticed this issue occurring in the under eye area. I have bruised plenty of places with Miracle-L. I've had no issues, but you do what's right for you. For the purpose of today's video, we're going to be going in about 3 to 4 millimeters deep. And I'll be going in at an angle because it's easier for me. Now, I don't typically bruise, but there's always a chance, mostly around the tip of the brow, which is where I do have a bruise point, that I do sometimes bruise. So bruising is not uncommon anytime you poke your skin. And don't forget, code Jessica10 will save you money off of this and your lidocaine. I get both at Ace Custom. Code Jessica10 saves you money. All you need is code Jessica10. If you're doing the math, the $68 will get you more than 2 treatments when you're doing it this method, which I think is really fantastic. Now, the original video is entitled A Brow Lift. The reason why it's entitled Brow Lift is when it spreads out to build collagen last, and you notice that it just tightens and firms. So it's not going to be drastic. It's not going to be like a cog thread lift, right? We're not pulling on an area, but the collagen and elastin is going to help tighten and firm, which will create a lifted appearance. If you're new to DIY, I do recommend starting with the Inablanc technique. I think the Inablanc technique is a great way to get comfortable with the product and also kind of do like an overall facial rejuvenation. This is a more advanced technique localized to the brow area, specifically if you've noticed this area dropping over time or if you want to do any cog thread lifting. When you're doing a cog thread lift, it's really important that the area that you're putting the cog threads in is able to sustain and maintain that cog thread. So you're looking for collagen-rich skin. Why? Because then the cogs have something to grab onto. So this is great to do in advance of that. Now, because I've added a lidocaine kiss, this is thinner. I'm using a 30-gauge 8 mm insulin syringe, which is my favorite. You still have to draw it up pretty slowly. You see how it's filling up? It's still relatively thick. This is going to take a minute. Again, I still think it's well worthwhile to take the minute and do this because it's cheaper than the pre-filled syringe of Gory. But gory does come in a pre-filled syringe if you really hate this. Also, before I forget to mention it, let me just remind you that I am not a doctor, I am not a nurse, I am not a licensed esthetician. In fact, I am not trained in any way, shape, or form. I'm just a crazy girl sitting at home who loves DIY skincare and beauty and feels perfectly capable and confident in doing this herself. But this is not a how-to video. No, this is not a instructional video. This is just me sharing my skincare journey with you, my friends on the internet. You're probably wondering, is it safe and legal for me to do it to myself? As a matter of fact, it is. You're also probably wondering, is it safe and legal for you to order this wonderful product over at Ace Cosm? As a matter of fact, it is. It's also safe and legal for you to use code Jessica10 and save that money, honey. Also note, I'm pulling back on the syringe very slowly because I find it helps to fill up the vial or fill up the syringe faster than if I just like go down like this. This just seems to take longer. It might be my imagination. Just be mindful that if it's not filling up as fast as you would like, try pulling the syringe plunger down very slowly. Now, also, this will coat the sides of the vial. So if you wanted to get everything out, I would make sure to take off the lid and then angle it and do it that way because it'll take a few minutes of being placed upright for it to slide down. And I just find it inconvenient to wait. So I don't know if you're keeping, it used to be before I would add a lidocaine kiss, it would take me 10 to 12 minutes to fill a 1 mL syringe. We're only filling it up to 0.9 on the insulin syringe, but you can see it does take a moment. So just be patient. Now let's be clear, I could do this while I was doing other things. I'm talking with my friends. This is what works for me. Filling this up. And now this does have some left over. This will go into your fridge and be stored that way. Now, there's a couple other things that I like to remind people when we're talking polycaprolactone in general. Number one, smelling is possible. Always schedule accordingly. Make sure you have at least 2, if not 4 or 5 days, where if you were to swell, it's not the end of the world. Number two, you want to wait a full 7 days before and a 7 days after to treat the same area with any kind of thicker hydrating meso. This would be your Regeneron VPN, your Hyaluron, things like that. Why? Because they can trigger swelling and inflammation. When in doubt, wait at least a week when you're looking at PCL before and after. This means I haven't put a hydrating meso in here in the last 7 days. I'm not going to for the next 7 days. Okay, also you can keep talking. We're going to just start the process. I'm going to remove the numbing. I've been numbing for about an hour using my 10.56%. Then what I'm going to do is just cleanse off with a tissue and then alcohol, and then I just inject. Again, we're going to be going at about a 2 to 3 millimeter depth. I'm going to be doing 0.05 of a mil. And there you go. You do not need to aspirate with this. There's no vascular occlusion risk with this product. Although if you're worried about hitting a blood vessel, you can aspirate, because again, what aspirating does is it shows you when you are in a blood vessel. There you go. I'm going to do the top first. Note, I'm trying to inject near the black dot so that the actual product gets placed where the black dot is. Also, sometimes you have to twist the needle around. Okay, then we're gonna alcohol. Now, also real quick, you see how that's white? What that is because I went a little bit more superficial. When I'm typically between 1 and 2 millimeters deep, I often get a little bit of whiteness to the surface of the skin temporarily. And it's perfectly normal. It just means that the skin stretched out with the fluid underneath, and because of the shading of my skin naturally, it looks white. It's completely fine. We don't have to worry and panic. Sometimes people confuse this for a VO, and that's not what that is. That just means that a little bit of fluid, you're going to see it return to normal. So don't you worry. Now let's treat the underside. Also, at this point, the lidocaine is kicking in, so I couldn't even feel that piercing. Oh, shoot. I was talking to you, and I moved the needle, and some of the product came outside of the injection. That's a bummer. Again, a little bit of bleeding sometimes there. Sometimes I do bruise at the end of the brow, completely fine, totally normal. We're going to hold pressure, just trying to reduce the bruising, but again, it's fine. Now, reminder, Miracle-L is not a filler. Miracle-L is a biostimulator. This means that it's going to directly build collagen. That collagen will last for will last for approximately 2 years, but it does not add volume. I do think if you do enough layers, it can eventually add to a small level of very natural looking volume and or help to filling fat pad gaps, like in shifting fat pads under eyes. But in general, it's not a volumizing product. So if you wanted volume, like for cheek filler, there are other products on the market like Volusum, which is calcium hydroxyapatite, or Fies or PLAs, which are similar, that they are biostimulators in that your body is naturally going to build collagen as it breaks it down. But, pardon me, they are also designed to give volume as well, and those are a better fit. Obviously here, I don't want volume. I just want taut, tight skin. You know, do whatever makes you happy. The other thing that I think some people don't realize is when you say don't come to Taurus, like, you risk that lasting longer than the natural disaster did. So it further will extend the hardship of the area. For me, it's more like Taurus should absolutely come, but you should come understanding that you need to not be a distraction and you need to not be a drain on the resources. You know what I mean? I am using a 30 gauge 8mm syringe. This is my favorite for using Miracle-L when I've added lidocaine kiss. If you look at older videos, I typically use a 29 gauge 8mm because I wasn't adding lidocaine, so it's thicker when you don't add a lidocaine kiss to it. Agreed. There we go. Go, team, go. A little bit of bleeding. Don't you worry. Again, completely fine. You cannot get a vascular occlusion with this product. Worst case scenario is this product is capable of trapping a bruise because, again, it spreads it like a sheet. So for illustration standpoint, blood bleeding open underneath the skin, PCL spreads it like a sheet, traps the bruise, right? We don't see it trapping bruises outside of the under eye, really, because the lymphatic system typically works to get rid of it. But in the event that we do, I will just use a lymphatic drainage or a massage and or bruise flushing. It'll be fine. Now, I don't know how much you can see through the camera because it's going to depend on what you're watching this on. If you're watching a smaller device, it might be hard to see. If I'm on your TV, it's probably going to be pretty clear. You can see the amount of swelling that I have. I have little bumps here. This is going to last for 6 to 12 hours, somewhere in that area. It's going to be fine. They're going to go down. By tomorrow, it should be completely gone or just about, depending upon a variety of other factors, skin health, etc. Now, I prefer to do these treatments earlier on the day as you're seeing me because I like to be able to walk around, go about my more normal life before falling asleep, at which point if I sleep on my face, I would smash the side of the face. If you smash the area that you've injected into a pillow and put pressure on it for 6, 7, 8 hours, sometimes you can get extra swelling just because there's not blood flow to the area when you do that. So keep that in mind. I find that by doing treatments earlier in the day, I don't really have that issue because even if I sleep on my face, it's going to be enough time that this area has happily, you know, calmed down. I find it most temperamental within the first 3 hours. I'm going to take some Bent Plot. This is from Ace Cosm. It's $12. This is extra, but I do really like it. This is just a epinephrine based gel that is anti-bruising and anti-swelling. We're going to take a good amount and just massage into the area. This is also the time that I'm going to remind you that you can massage in your bruised topicals, and the more you massage them, the better they work. So what I do is I'm going to massage in that. Then I'm going to take a little bit of Arnica salve, which works differently for bruises, but I also really like this. This is from Amazon. This is cheaper, for the record. It's linked down in my Amazon store. I love it. This is my favorite of all the Arnicas on Amazon. You can also take Arnica pills and you can drink Arnica tea. I probably should do that more. I don't. But there you go. And this is what we're looking like. But there you guys go. Go team go. So this is what we're looking like. Okay. Good times. I'm feeling really good. Again, you can see the bumps and you'll see them for at least 6 hours. Nothing major. Full disclosure, I could throw makeup on this and I don't think it would be noticeable for anybody to look twice at me in the grocery store. It would be fine. But for the sake of today, I don't have plans for the day other than going into my office, and they all know about my DIY obsession. So there you go. Everything in this video, including the Miracle L and the lidocaine, you can get over at Ace Cosm. Code Jessica10 saves you money off their already great prices. All you need is code Jessica10. If you're not familiar with Ace Cosm, they are the leading vendor in the DIY skincare Korean community. They have been around the longest, they have the best customer support, and they're quite frankly fantastic. They really do prioritize their customer safety and experience, which is something that I love and appreciate. Now, code Jessica10 is an affiliate code. It's really important that you guys know that. That means I make a small commission while you save money. I consider it a win-win, and I hope you do too. That commission is how I'm able to say I'm able to keep the website completely free. The website wannabebeautyguru.com has an alphabetized product list detailing everything I've ever used, how to use it, if there's a vascular occlusion risk, if there's a manufacturer's pamphlet. All of that information is already uploaded onto wannabebeautyguru under product information tab for you. Please check it out. We also have all of my videos. There's like 2,000 of them, organized by live stream and edited videos. Check that out when you get time. And then I have Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Rumble, BitChute, Discord, and a few other places linked under priority links. You'll also always be able to find me on my website. Again, remember, I own my website. I don't own the social platforms that I grace. I am just on them like you. Then we also have multiple Facebook groups, join one or all. One is for newbies, one's for microneedling, one is for regular people, and you can join all of them if you would like. There are 4 questions to answer. One is your email. Please do not give a fake email. You're welcome to say no, thank you. It is not a requirement to enter the group, but if you are lying or giving a fake email, I don't trust you. I don't want you in my private group. Kind of makes sense. Just say no, thank you. That's all. If you do give me your email address, I will send you a short email so that you have mine. That's the last time you'll get a direct email communication from me, and I will add you to my newsletter, which typically goes out once a week. That's it. Which means you get 4 newsletters a month. They always give you all the information in case you're not keeping up with my channels. And you can unsubscribe at any time. Or just say no thank you. Then we also have merchandise, super cute, keep common DIY, and paint is stupid. Graphic tees, tank tops, and hoodies. Check those out. Then I have, last but not least, is Locals. Locals is my favorite place. I am going to be in the next couple weeks figuring out how to incorporate it more into my content. I'm looking at doing an office hour, so if you've ever wondered how to get a hold of me, I'll be doing like a private in Locals app office hour where I'm just sitting there waiting to help you, answer your questions, talk about random things, one day a week. And we'll see how that goes. Then we have early access to 3 edited videos, behind the scenes when I have time, which I need to do another one. I've been trying to do at least one behind the scenes video per month, but I have been short on time. So then, although I did share with you guys, if you haven't seen it, scroll back. I'm actually really proud of it. I gave you a sneak peek of the wedding dance, which I think turned out really well. It was at the rehearsal. Then we also have Locals Live, which I'm looking at the 28th, which is a Monday of this month. It's a private hangout, only available for Locals people. You do have to register. You get a private link, and it's only for Locals members, so please consider joining. I'd be really appreciative if you did. Anyways, I love you guys. Hit the like button down below and subscribe, because I produce new videos every day testing out everything in the beauty world so that you don't have to. Note, I will try to do this typically 3 to 5 times every 2 years. So what does that look like? Once every 4 or 5, 6 months, really whenever I think about it. Sometimes I'll do it like once every other month for a couple of months, and then I don't do it for a couple of years. But I'm going to try to do it a little bit more consistently so that I don't forget and so that you don't forget. Because sometimes people are like, why don't you do that now? I'm like, because I did 5 rounds 2 years ago, like I'm still good. But keeping it top of mind to remind you guys how you can use Miracle-L to your benefit. Anyways, I love you guys. I'll see y'all tomorrow.